Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
As you all know, Against All Odds is our show to really bring the stories of successful people to you. And what we want to do is we want to share with you how they became successful, what some of the secrets are to their success, but perhaps more importantly, how they overcame adversity. You're going to have to eliminate that pause there, Mark. How they eliminated adversity. And then I turn it over generally at the second half of my show to my co-host.
He does, to me, where we talk about driveway moments and we kind of summarize and we find ways that the listeners can really use what the guests said in their own lives.
So I know you did that last week with Dr. Bear, the president of Flagler College. Anything you wanted to say today?
I did. We talked to Dr. Bear, and his interview really centered around decision making and how the difference between making a real decision and coming to a conclusion. So if there's no risk, you're not really making a choice. You're not really deciding to do something different in your life or to go in a different direction. All you're doing is you're coming to a conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a little bit of a twist over the next few weeks here. Here in Palm Coast on November 7th will be the Business Assistance Center Business Expo. And it's a seminal one of the key business events of the year. And over the next 3 weeks, we're going to have three of the guest speakers from that business expo on our show. And our first will be today, Charlie Freeman. Charlie is the Executive Vice President and Chief Revenue Officer for the Orlando Magic. Good morning, Charlie.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Oh, thank you. Thank you. The pleasure is certainly mine. So, Charlie, I've got to ask you, I've got a lot of questions, of course, to ask, but I've got to start off with Chief Revenue Officer. What the heck is that? I mean, did you create this title yourself, or is this evolving in business right now?
Actually, it's a great question, but it's something that in the sports industry actually is becoming a very common position. So the Chief Revenue Officer is really in charge of all the sales and marketing efforts within these organizations. So. Mm-hmm. Whether it's tickets, whether it's premium, whether it's corporate partnerships, whether it's, you know, all the service components, whether it's mm-hmm. the box office, whether it's a retail operation. So really, you know, all of the sales and marketing efforts for the entire Orlando Magic organization is sort of what falls under my purview, if you will, as Chief Revenue Officer.
Okay. All right. So it's pretty common in the sports industry is what you're saying.
Yeah, in the last 2 years, okay. I think probably within the NBA, there's probably, I want to say, 14 to 16 of these positions.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Okay, great. So, Charlie, you were selected as one of the 40 under 40. Now, was this 10 years ago, or was this?
Actually, it's funny you say that. Great question. I literally just turned 40 in May, so I don't qualify anymore. So it was a good run, you know, it was a fantastic honor.
Yeah.
Sports Business Journal does mm-hmm. a big awards ceremony. It was out in California, and I was humbled and candidly honored to be chosen amongst my peers to participate that, and you know, had a lot to do with the success that we've been able to have over here with the Amway Center and a lot of the great things this organization's done. So I was very blessed and very humbled by it, to be honest with you.
Good. I'm going to come back to what you mentioned about the Amway Center and success, but how does management in a sports team evaluate? You know, so if you look at last year from an Orlando Magic perspective, how does the management team evaluate that?
Yeah, so, you know, we look at a couple things. You know, obviously you look at your on-court performance. I think sports, mm-hmm. the beautiful thing about sports is, and it also can be the difficult part about sports, is there's a scoreboard every day. You can open up the newspaper and you've got standings. You've got a scoreboard at the end of the game, and you know who won, you know who lost.
Yep.
So when you get on the business side, it becomes a little more gray.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously on the basketball side, we're extremely excited. We have a young team. You know, we're building this group of young core players. We've got the likes of Victor Oladipo and Nick Vucevic, and you know, we're really excited with where this team's going. And they've had progression over the last few years, and we're really ecstatic and excited about this young team going into this year. So that's on the court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, off the court, we really got to look at, you know, key metrics and KPIs, if you will,
mm-hmm.
key performance indicators, and
sure.
things such as, you know, what's our average attendance, what's our renewal rate with our fan base. How are we doing with our suite sales, and then how are we doing from a corporate partnership perspective? But one of the things that probably I'm most proud of as an organization that we've been able to do is, you know, we obviously a few years back had a center that many people may know that played in Central Florida that now lives in Houston. And, you know, we were in the finals, and moving into this building, so we had tremendous success. And on the sponsorship front, we were able to convert that success in our first year in the building. So all of our corporate partners, Amway and folks like Chase and the like. But what I'll tell you is now here we are entering our fifth season in the building, if you can believe
it.
We have had our best sponsorship year ever.
Really?
And, knowing that, you know.
Better than your first year.
Better than our first year, and knowing that, you know, we haven't had the best of records on the court, we've been able to really drive value to our partners, and they're sticking with us. They're committed, and I think because of that, you know, we're seeing ourselves successful both on the court with the growth that we're seeing, and then off the court from a sponsorship perspective, and then also ticket sales perspective.
Well, that's great. I mean, that you can get that type of response from the community. In addition to that, from an attendance perspective, you getting, you know, you're in the mecca of tourism, you know, in terms of people who come to Orlando. Does that spill over into the arena and as a benefit to the team?
Actually, that's a great question. It's something that's actually quite timely. Actually, this Wednesday night, we were actually playing Flamengo, which is the Brazilian, one of the Brazilian teams. They're coming all the way from Brazil to play us on Wednesday here in Orlando. And the great thing is we just sent a group down to Brazil. If you can believe this, about 30% of our single game sales during the season, during the peak times, come from Brazilian tourists. And we've been able to tap that.
30% just from Brazilian tourists?
Yes. You know, Orlando is the number one Brazilian tourist destination. If you can believe it.
No, I actually can. When I was, I spent 33 years at Xerox, and I had a contest one time and took all of the top performers down to Orlando in February type time period. And I thought there wouldn't be hardly anybody at Disney World. And the place was packed with kids. And I'm going, how could all of these kids be here? Well, I found out that they were Brazilian kids who were on their summer vacation.
Absolutely. And, you know, during our season, it's obviously, you know, it's their summer here in our winter.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's great is we've got these tour groups and tour operators that we're working with, and they are avid sports fans. They want to see the NBA. They want to see the Amway Center. And we've really looked to grow that. But also, I'll tell you, you know, our fans from the U.K., from Europe, all over, and it's really been something that we've been focused on, you know, over the last really 5 to 6 years. So yeah, we are able to tap into that, and it's a great advantage for us as an NBA team here in Central Florida, where we have over 56 million visitors per year. So we're very lucky on that front.
Absolutely, and it sounds like the team is realizing success in a number of dimensions. I'm going to jump off at this time, Charlie, and we're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and then we'll go right back. You are listening to Against All Odds, and our guest is Charlie Freeman, Executive Vice President and Chief Revenue Officer for the Orlando Magic. We'll be right back.
Thrive Magazine and Intracoastal Bank present the 4th Annual Back to Business Expo, November 7th at Hammock Beach Resort in Palm Coast. Be in it to win it. Features Sheila Johnson, CEO of Salamander Hotels and Resorts and co-founder of BET. Charles Freeman, Executive VP and Chief Revenue Officer of the Orlando Magic. Gain new skills. Learn from Disney on building a culture of innovation. Understand how technology impacts business and consumer behavior. Take the first step to excellence and be in it to win it. Register now, BACExpo.com.
The University Women of Flagler is having its scholarship event and evening of jazz, art, and hors d'oeuvres. It's Toe Tapping and Tapas, featuring Rob Whiting's Jazz Express and art by local artists. Come out Saturday, November 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn from 7 to 10 p.m. You don't want to miss this exciting event.
Tickets are $45. Call 386-445-4236. That's 386-445-4236. Welcome back. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel, and we are listening to Charlie Freeman, Executive Vice President and Chief Revenue Officer for the Orlando Magic. And Charlie, you were talking about the KPIs, key performance indicators, for the Orlando Magic, both on the court, off the court. On the court's easy to measure. You talked about some very good ones off the court. I want to ask you this question. Number one, are you successful, and how do you measure your personal success?
That's a great question. Something that I learned at an early age. Humility is something that's a core of, I think, this organization. And, to say I'm successful, that's a compliment. I'll let others decide that. what I'll tell you is my goal is to continue to get better every day and improve. And I think that's the attitude of our team. That's the attitude of our organization. Famous book I've read, Good to Great. We want to continue to be great. Mm-hmm. And, that's what drives me. There are things that I learn every day. I will tell you, I love to learn. That is something that, through my career has always got me going every morning is, I don't know everything and don't claim to know everything. Mm-hmm. And the best part is surround yourself with people that are a lot smarter and, being able to, work with some great people and learn every day. So, that's been fun, and that's, I guess, how I would answer that question.
Well, I appreciate that. You talk about surrounding yourself with good people, and it's something that a lot of folk who I talk to say that, but what's the secret to doing it? I mean, the devil's in the details. Everyone wants to surround themselves with good people, but it doesn't always happen. So what have you found to be the secret sauce?
That's another interesting question. I think one that, in terms of surrounding yourself with great people, what I would tell you is you really got to look at their mentality and focus and what they target. I always ask an interview question, what's most important to you, title, money, or responsibility, and rank those in order, okay? And I think it's somewhat of a trap question because the people that tend to focus on title, to me, are the ones that are driven more ego, and they aren't necessarily driven for what's best in the organization. So it's the person that wants responsibility because this was something that somebody taught me early in my career, a mentor of mine. But you should crave responsibility because mm-hmm. if you're given that responsibility, okay, the money, the title, it's going to take care of itself. Mm-hmm. And we have a thing here with the Magic that we talk about a lot, and it's called ODIF, and I use this, and our leadership team uses this. It's organization first, department second, individual third, and then fan always. Mm-hmm. And what happens, and when you talk about trying to surround yourself with great people, you can get people that tend to put their personal goals and objectives in front of the organizations. And when you have that, it creates a difficult synergy amongst your team. And what we try to do is look for the people that are humble, that mm-hmm. it's not about them. There's a bigger goal in mind. And, that allows us to rally and work together, and we root each other on. Mm-hmm. And it's all about one goal. I mean, we have, our goal is to be world champions. This is our vision, to be world champions on and off the court, delivering legendary moments every step of the way. So mm-hmm. it's both on court and off court where we want to be successful.
So with that, right now your slogan motto is Pure Magic, yes?
Yep.
For this year that you're about to enter into. Tell us about that.
Well, the Pure Magic, it's a new campaign that we're launching this year, and it's something that we're extremely excited about. I think, when you think of the word pure, what comes to mind? Things that, ultimately, whether it's a great play, whether it's a great moment with your family, at the Amway Center. So for us, we really wanted to create a campaign that people can rally around. And I think as we talk about Pure Magic, there's really five key pillars that went into our Pure Magic story. And that's five things that we live by in terms of our fan experience and what we're about. So one is excellence. We want to have excellence on and off the court. Okay. Number two is experience. We really take pride in making sure that when people come to the Amway Center, they have an incredible experience. I was very fortunate to work on the design and construction of the Amway Center in my career, and we were able to create amenities for everyone. And then one of the things that is great about our business is creating memories, whether it's memories for children or for adults or for friends or for couples or what have you, whether it's, you know, your first game with your father or whether it's your first date. You know, we're able to create memories here at the Amway Center and with the Orlando Magic. And then there's the excitement. You know, for us, there's so much excitement that goes on, you know, during our games, and we want to make sure that the fans get into it. And then the fifth pillar, which is really important to this organization and the DeVos family who owns us, is giving back. And, you know, we take pride in the fact that our staff and our players give back to this community each and every day. And it's something that, again, is a core value of ours, and it's something that we take great pride in. And community is part of that.
So that sounds great. You've got two things you've given us, ODIF as well as your pure magic in the five pillars that make that up. You also said that you'll leave it up to other people to decide if you're successful. But clearly the Orlando Magic are successful. You're at the top in terms of your sponsorship. You know, as you mentioned, you've been recognized. But as you know, this show is about my premise and belief that it isn't the things that we do easily that causes us to be successful. It's what we learn through overcoming obstacles and adversity.
Okay? Absolutely.
So tell us, you know, I'm sure somebody says executive vice president, chief revenue officer, Orlando Magic in the NBA. He's never had any adversity.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, for me, I'll go back to when I started in sports. You know, I was told that, you know, unless you know somebody in sports, you're not gonna be successful. And, you know, I started as an intern, 20 years ago, right out of college. And, you know, my dad thought I was nuts. You know, I was, living with friends and, you know, actually luckily was, moved in with my girlfriend who became my wife. If you believe it, she put up with me. And, you know, the thing was I didn't know where this thing was going to go, but I knew I had a passion for sports, and you know, I believe that if you work hard, like I said, and the other thing I talk to our interns here and others in this organization is we do kind of a speaker series, and you know, if you can add value and find out how you can do that in your organization with whatever you do, you know, you will be successful. And for me, that was what I tried to do. And again, I had no idea where this was going. And I was an intern unpaid for almost a year and then got my first job. And, you know, I've been here since and have been able to grow each and every, you know, year by learning and by working hard. And, you know, so, you know, there's obviously various forms of adversities and I could get into others, but, you know, it really, you know, this one I would tell you that, you know, dream big. You know, anything is possible. And I would tell you that, you know, sometimes people get turned off because what they're about to face or what they're about to get into just seems like a daunting task. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, when people kept saying, oh, you know, you got no chance in sports, you know, I really took that to heart. And I said, well, how can I make a difference? And, you know, this was something that I really had a passion about. And, you know, again, there's no straight path to your dreams and goals, and it's bumpy along the way, and you'll deal with that, and you'll learn from it. And, again, I go back to what we talked about earlier, Howard, was just, you know, you've got to be able to learn, and like you said, learn from your successes and learn from your failures. And sometimes you can learn more from your failures than your successes.
Yes.
That's how I think how you can deal with adversity very well.
And what it sounds like you did is you faced the uncertainty and the unknown. Even though it was all around you, and you fought it through your passion and your hard work and making sure that you were making a difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just to, you know, to finish on that, I think again, you know, look for ways to add value where there are gaps. And I think as you look at, people around you, it gets back to the discussion we had about, you know, surrounding yourself with good people. The people that I think everybody wants to be surrounded with is that person that's thinking outside the box, of thinking, okay, where can I go above and beyond to help my boss or my boss's boss or a coworker or, you know, anybody for that matter, a fan. And if I can go above and beyond and make a difference, you know, and add that value, if you will, it'll eventually get noticed. And I think sometimes so people get so caught up and consumed about things getting noticed and making sure that, you know, how, you know, especially in today's day and age, you know, people want titles and responsibility overnight. And you know, if you're patient and you're humble, you know, all that stuff will ultimately play out the right way, as long as you believe in those core values.
If it's meant to be, it will be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Charlie, I appreciate it. As I said earlier, thank you for being on the show. And I'm hopeful that somebody will hear your story of starting as an unpaid intern for a year and facing that uncertainty, but being committed and confident that, in fact, you would be successful. And that has proven to be so. And that's often what somebody needs to get through their day.
Absolutely.
Is the knowledge that somebody else got through theirs. Right?
Absolutely. Well, Art, I appreciate it. I thank you for having me on your show. I'm excited to be heading up the Palm Coast and look forward to seeing you.
And we look forward to seeing you at the BAC Business Expo at Hammock Beach Resort on November 7th. Take care, Charlie.
Thank you.
We will be right back after word from our sponsor. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holley.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holley Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Thrive Magazine and Intracoastal Bank present the 4th Annual Back to Business Expo, November 7th at Hammock Beach Resort in Palm Coast. Be in it to win it. Features Sheila Johnson, CEO of Salamander Hotels and Resorts and co-founder of BET. Charles Freeman, Executive VP and Chief Revenue Officer of the Orlando Magic. Gain new skills. Learn from Disney on building a culture of innovation. Understand how technology impacts business and consumer behavior. Take the first step to excellence and be in it to win it. Register now, BACExpo.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holley. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. And we just finished our interview with Charlie Freeman, who is the Executive Vice President and Chief Revenue Officer of the Orlando Magic. Kristen, what were your driveway moments? What did you take away from the interview?
I think the biggest thing was how it's important when you're working within an organization to make sure that you're keeping the goals of the organization at the forefront of your mm-hmm. mind. So you're not selfishly working only towards your own success, but you're working towards this overall, overarching success of the organization.
And understanding how what you do ties into that overall goal. You know, so you may have an individual measure or metric or task, but knowing how they tie into the overall organization's goal is extremely important.
And not just in organizations. I mean, even in your own life, you know, your family's goals have to come before your own. All the time, it's so important to make sure that everything is aligned and you're working towards something bigger than just yourself or money or, like he said, a job title and a big ego.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I thought also it was interesting that, you know, he had both an off on the court and an off the court. You know, on the court, he talked about, you know, we have a young team, and off the court, he talked about the key performance indices, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are the things that they're using to measure their business? And I thought
the five pillars.
He had those five pillars as well. You know, he talked about excellence, experience, mm-hmm. memories, excitement, and giving back. And that's how they want to measure the value of the Orlando Magic organization overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also how he said that, you know, his goals to continue getting better, to keep improving day after day, just like a sports team's goal is to get better and keep improving day after day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I like that he, in fact, said that's what he was most proud of is, you know, being able to stay humble and to get better every day. Absolutely.
And I liked his advice, too. I mean, he started as an unpaid intern.
Mm-hmm.
And I always said, you know, you have to work your way up and be patient and really put in the hard work and the time and the energy to get there.
And know that you're bringing value. right? Know that you're bringing incremental value to the organization and to the firm. Yeah, good. Excellent. So let's talk about the Palm Coast Business Expo for a minute.
Well, if you want to hear more from Charlie Freeman, he is one of the speakers. So it's the fourth annual BAC Business Expo. It's November 7th from 8 o'clock until 1:30 at the Hammock Beach Resort. There are speakers from Salamander Resorts, Disney, Franklin Covey, and Coastal Cloud, in addition to the Orlando Magic. Anyone can register. It's $99 for the day, and you can register at www.bacexpo.com.
And it's being held, did you say, at the Hammock Beach Resort?
Hammock Beach Resort.
Yeah.
It's run by the Business Assistance Center, which is part of the SBDC of Florida.
Yep.
In conjunction with the city of Palm Coast.
So if you're somewhere in this region between St. Augustine and Ormond Beach, we would urge you to join us.
Or if you'd like to fly in for the day. It's very nice in
that.
Florida.
Absolutely. So let's talk about how people can stay close to us and our show.
They can like us on Facebook. We are Howard Holly Presents. They can follow us on Twitter. We're Holly Presents. They can visit us on our website, www.howardhollypresents.com. They can also subscribe to our podcast. If you search in the iTunes store, Howard Holly Presents, you'll be able to hear all of our past episodes and listen in on what we discussed with each and every one of our past guests.
So our guest next week will be Sheila Johnson. Sheila is the founder and CEO of Salamander Hotels and Resorts. And she will be our guest. She will be the keynote speaker at lunch at the Palm Coast Business Expo, and Charlie Freeman will be the keynote speaker at breakfast at 8 o'clock. So again, if you're going to be there, join us. We look forward to seeing you there. My name is Howard Holly, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
And I wish you the best of luck in the upcoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.